Episode 4 of Cool People with Ryan McHugh, or for what I want to call it going forward, just Cool People. I think I sound a little pretentious calling it Cool People.
I like just Cool People. Yeah, it's simple.
This is Joe Heschen.
What's up? Reverend Joe Boston in the house.
Joe is an old friend of mine. We used to hang out in Boston back when I lived in Boston.
Back in the Mission Hill days.
Oh my God, the Mission Hill days. The days of binge drinking on Tuesday nights.
On Tuesday nights. Thing I loved about that place, too. Tuesday, you go there, there's like 30 people. Go there Wednesday, there's a whole new group of 30 people. I'm like, who are these people? How are they so cool? Because I don't have this many friends at all.
And you wake up and you have 60 more Facebook friends. And you just want to delete them all.
Yeah. No. Friend request from Sally McHugh. Who are... No, not Sally McHugh. Damn it.
That's my last name. That would make sense.
Yeah.
That would be one you want to keep.
Yeah, I did. Actually, that's why I accepted.
Yeah, and Joe, you back in the day, you were like... You know, you always have a really nice kid. I met you through the guys across the hall, remember?
Yeah.
And Justin and Owen.
And, yep.
But after they moved out, we moved out. We kind of lost touch. And then we were still friends on Facebook.
Yeah.
And you turned into like this just biker guy. now you're just like, America.
America. I've always wanted to ride the bike. And then I finally did it. And I love it.
You didn't drive anything.
I didn't drive anything, no. And then I got a little moped for a little while, believe it or not. I had a little scooter.
The Joe
like,
Ped, right?
Yeah, the Joe Ped. I was like, fuck this. I'm getting a motorcycle. I'm getting the Joder cycle.
The Joder cycle. I saw someone on, I think it was on Twitter, someone was like, oh, we really messed up when we didn't name jet skis boater cycles.
Boater cycle, yeah. I've always wondered, I've never rode a jet ski, but I feel like, yeah, they're the motorcycle of the water. I rode a snowmobile once, and I tell you, I could do fine. I'll do 90 on the bike on the road. I can't even do 25 on a fucking jet ski.
Scary as hell.
Oh, it scared the shit out of me. Yeah. I have like little kids and passing by me, like beeping at me. I'm like, oh, hey.
Yeah, some people drive those like 60 miles.
Oh,
an hour.
That's everyone we were with was going. Remember Austin Wong? He was going like 80. I'm like, what are you? How? Like I thought my sled was broken, but I think it was just my wrist being a huge pussy and not letting me hit the throttle any higher than 20.
Well, you like subconsciously like fuck that.
Yeah, exactly. And my wrist like would not allow it. I'm like sitting there. I'm like, yeah, Need for Speed, 20 miles an hour. Okay, bring it down.
Austin Wong, another guy you met through.
Yeah, another guy that I met through the Mission Hill that I still
226 Parker Hill Ave. Sometimes. Me and Mulligan will like text each other and like hashtag 226.
Remember Josh Valley there, but whatever the hell his last name was. Yeah. That was awesome. Like I said, I wasn't working at the time. I didn't have a car. I didn't have a bike. I didn't have anything.
Like, is anyone going to Mission Hill?
I remember Pat. Pat would be like, oh, let's go. You know, what are you up to? Up, going. I'm like, I'd be sitting there like dressed and ready with like beer in hand. Like waiting
high life.
For it. Yeah, high life. That was all I drank back then. I started picking it up a little more now, mainly because I'm a douche and they started doing a promotion with Holly. So I buy the Harley Davidson High Life.
You're like, I'm a puppet to you.
Yeah, exactly.
You are
corporate America. Here you go. It's simple. I'm simple to please, I guess.
So now you're riding bikes.
Yeah.
You're all about that life now.
I am. I like it.
That is a lifestyle.
It is totally a lifestyle. Like everyone's like, oh, it's a hobby. I'm like, no, not for me. It is. Like, it's a complete lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's great.
By the way, you're like one of the most entertaining people on Facebook. There it is. And I always see you on Facebook, like, yeah, just fucking driving to Kangas Magus Highway.
Yeah, just get lost for the day. That's what I usually do. It's nice.
Yeah, and you're taking pictures of each town?
Each town, yeah. I haven't done that at all this summer because I've been either lazy or I haven't had money. I was out of work for a little bit. But I want to. It's going to be hopefully done within the next 2 years because, believe it or not, it's a lot harder than it sounds.
Yeah. No, and, I can believe that. But you had, like... So you take a picture of each town sign that you went into in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And you must have had over 40, right?
I think I have around 30 right now, 30? Yeah. Like, I'll just get lost. And, you know, some of the signs I drive by, like, I remember I was out in Bolton, Massachusetts. Never heard of it. I think it's actually not too far from Woburn, but I don't know. I don't remember. But I, like, saw the sign, and I was like, I'm too lazy, and I just kept riding by.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't realize I can usually get a twofer. Bolton's on one side, and then it's surrounding towns on the other, you know? But I try to get the fancy now, like, welcome to, not the low rent now entering, but some of them don't have that.
So you're like, you know what? If I'm going to do this, I got
to
do it right.
Yeah, you know, I would like to. Everyone's like, oh, you know, you need to take a picture of yourself. I'm like, I'm not taking a selfie, you know? That's not going to happen. I'm like, some of the signs are so hard to get to, I can't even put, like, a little, like, doll up or something. Yeah. So I just, if you don't believe me, don't believe me. I don't know. I mean... I'm not there to please you.
You just Google imaging all day.
Yeah, you know, like, that's actually what I really... I don't even ride the bike. It just, you know, It just bike's sits not there. Real. It's not real. It's a bicycle. It's a moped. I customized the moped. Yeah,
you
yeah.
Still let people see that.
Yeah, I make the vroom noise. You know, everyone's like, "Wow, that's
you're
so
really
loud.
Just farting."
Yeah, that's... That's all I'm doing. I have an exhaust up my butt and I fart.
You go to like all those bike weeks.
I just to Laconia right now. Yeah, I haven't really gone anywhere else, but I go up for the day to Laconia. I'd love to stay the night, but I don't know. I'm too lazy.
That must be insane.
It is cool. It's not as crazy as you think anymore. You hear all the old guys, they got to tell you about the glory days, and I guess back then it was insane.
Well, I guess in the 70s there were just no laws.
Yeah, there apparently. Was no exactly. The cops would leave town for the week, or they'd be sitting there getting drunk with all the bikers, you know. But no, I mean there are some stories. You know, you see a bunch of old, gross, fat, sweaty people banging in public and stuff. It's kind of funny.
Yeah. Some that's everybody's living the dream.
Well, right there. Exactly. Shit. I'm like, I need to find me one of those old biker whores. You know.
You see those shirts that say, oh, if you can read this, the bitch fell off?
Yeah. I have one. I have two of those, actually. Not stereotypical at all.
It's you just looked at yourself like, what am I doing?
Yeah. And I'm always, I'm always myself, so I'm just like, the bitch didn't fall off. I just don't have one.
You should have one that just says, the bitch didn't fall off. I'm just alone.
The bitch didn't fall off. Forever alone. There's the signs that, the women, they have, this bitch don't fall off or stupid shit like that. I'm like, shut up.
It's like, women aren't funny.
I'm like, you don't fall off. And then I take a sharp turn and they're off the bike.
It's like, how dare women try to be funny? Get in your Get in your wheelhouse looking hot.
Yeah, exactly. All you are a set of tits on the back of the bike. Oh, well, maybe. Oh, I take some girls out, though. Friends of mine and stuff.
Yeah,
and
I know.
People will text me and be like, oh, man, that was a wicked hot girl you had back there. I'm like, yeah, I'm totally banging her. Totally. They think I live this lavish lifestyle.
Yeah.
Which I do. I do. Yeah. I bang every single one of them. Some of them I don't bang. I just finger their butts, maybe. We'll see. No, I'm just kidding.
girls do love motorcycles.
They do. It's insane. It's absolutely insane because some girls that I, if I don't have my, I call the winter my off season because I don't have my bike and no girl pays attention. Now, during the winter, I'm just that weird guy that overgrew his playoff beard or something, But during the summer, girls flock to it. It's awesome. It's great.
Chick magnet.
The panty dropper. It is.
It's like you can't look like you do without riding a bike.
Exactly. Exactly. Everyone comes up to me like, "Oh, what kind of bike you got?" I'm like, "How do you know I ride a bike? Look at you." Touche.
Where's your bandana?
Yeah. I actually don't even have it. I usually wear it. I looked. All mine were so sweaty and gross. I was like, "I'm not even gonna wear it." But yeah, it was. It's fun.
You get the America bandana.
I do. Oh, I have one. Of course, I have three of them.
You got the sick American flag. Just
I do. The thing that sucks though, it waves in the opposite direction. It comes towards me. Instead of being badass and you have the flag waving in the background behind you. I don't know why. The gravity or so, I don't know, some scientific shit pulls it towards my back. I'm gonna call it inertia.
It's a low pressure.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. It's too scientific.
The wind that goes around you creates low
pressure.
Yeah,
and
in
it
back.
And it floats up my back. So much and I'm sense. Like, this is not as cool as I hoped, but it still works. It has the same effect.
Yeah, but still, when you're at a light and you're just, he's chilling.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, that's cool. That is cool.
That guy has an American flag.
Usually I have the American flag bandana. I have this American flag shirt that I wear. Everyone's just like, that guy's a douche. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. I love America.
What's your overall impression, though? If you're a biker on the road, are people generally more nice to you or, douche you?
Generally, they are more nice, yeah. Generally, when you're driving, you'll generally see there's a bunch of people that keep their distance from you, and they'll, all that. And then when you're in a bar and stuff, they, for some reason, see you as approachable and nice to talk to.
Really?
Which, I mean, I see a guy that, say, looks like me. And the thing, I have my beard going. People love pulling my beard. Don't get it. If I see another guy with a beard, the last thing I want to do is touch it.
Wait, guys pull your beard?
Everyone does.
Oh, my God.
Everyone does. And the last thing, for two reasons. Number one, I don't know if that dude shampoos and conditions, I do, but I don't want, something will bite me if I put my fingers in there. Number two, no one wants shit people pulling at their chins. I'd be afraid the dude would hit me. So I
be respectful.
That's the thing. Girls come over and do it. I purring for them and everything. I'm like,
all day, baby, all day.
They love it. Like I said, I think beard. I don't know. I think I mean I shampoo and condition mine all the time. But I think beards are kind of gross. Most people don't,
If you don't wash your beard, can get gross fast.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just going to assume you're a gross, dirty biker. I'm not going to want to touch you. I don't know, but people love it.
There are people about that life, too, that just are bikers that truly don't give
a fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's crazy. You meet the old timers? Oh, they're disgusting. They're like, yeah, you know, you could smell them. I'm like,
yeah. Their beards, you know. Their beards have like changed color.
Oh, it's, yeah, like, it's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy.
Especially if they smoke.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. When they, yeah.
Nasty.
It's not some of the, you know, some of the stuff that's honestly the funnest thing to do up in Laconia is just people watch.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I fit in very well up there. Don't get me wrong, but I look at these people. I'm like, that's badass. Like that guy's beard is like dragging on the floor. Like kids are hanging from it. I'm like, that's crazy.
He's hiding presents.
In there. You know, I'm like, he makes Santa Claus look like he, you know, just shaved yesterday. I'm like, that's crazy.
Generally, bikers don't care about anything, right?
Pretty much. Yeah.
That's like where.
Do I look like I give a fuck? That's kind of a.
Like, you don't see the clean cut.
No, you don't.
Like, wearing a suit and tie, riding a bike. You don't get that.
Not, I mean, you do now, like, because now fucking Harleys are so expensive. The only ones I can afford to ride them are doctors and lawyers, you know? But, I mean, for the most part, yeah, you see, and it's funny, you go to all these bike events, and you can tell who's, like, a real biker and who's not.
Yeah.
Because there's the people that show up, and they have their, you know, their leather assless chaps, and their brand-new leather jacket you could tell has never seen a mile on the road, you know? But they have to bring it out to the big bike event, you know?
So it's cool when you have a jacket that's, like, looks like you've been wearing it for
30
years. Yeah,
exactly. If you have the vintage look to it, it looks cool because it's like, all right, that, you know, you can tell that dude rides. You know, you see the old guys, their faces are so windburned just from years of riding. It's awesome. You know, the stories they have, and they love telling stories. I'm the same way. I could sit there and tell stories all day, but these guys are crazy with it. And they always have awesome stories. And they're really friendly. Like, they have, like, I know bikers have, like, the stereotypical, like, you know, you fuck with them, they'll kick your ass type shit, but for the most part, that's true, but if you're nice to them, they're really nice to you, you know? They're respectful, so it is kind of funny.
I got that impression, but you always hear about, like, biker gang.
Oh, yeah, you hear about the outlaw guy, you know, the one percenters and all that.
And then Sons of Anarchy, stereotypes.
Yeah, bikers. And that's, I like the show, love the show, it's a good show, but I want, this is a public service announcement from us bikers to you people. Motorcycles existed before Sons of Anarchy. Yeah. Don't come up to me and tell me about last week's episode. I watched it. I don't feel like... Don't call me Sons of Anarchy. I will probably punch you. I had a guy at a bar, and I heard it like 10 times that night. Sons of Anarchy, you know, because I had my leather vest on and everything. I'm not in a club or anything, but I have the vest, and they're like, oh, Sons of Anarchy. So one kid came up to me. He's like, hey, Sons of Anarchy, you got a lighter? I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna hit this dude, but I didn't. So I was just like, no, Jersey Shore, I don't, but if you call me that again, I'm gonna fucking kill you. I said something along that lines, and he was like, whoa, man, I'm just joking. I'm like, don't care.
It's like, get a new joke.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm not even mad about the show thing. It's that everybody's fucking saying.
Well, that's the thing. If I didn't hear about it, if you want to come up and talk Sons of Anarchy, I'm cool with that, but I don't want to hear about it from 20 different people. Yeah. And I know, like I said, it happens, but... So motorcycles existed before Sons of Anarchy.
Plus, you're drinking. You're at a bar, so you're getting pissed at things.
Well, exactly. I usually take things with a, you know, and most people, honestly, and it's awesome, they overestimate me. They look at me and like, oh, it's a fucking biker. I'm not going to fuck with him.
Yeah.
When chances are, they'd probably kick my ass, to be honest with you. But, hey, that's all right. I'd rather them overestimate me, right?
You get automatically get street cred.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Which I don't deserve half the time, but hey, I'll take it.
Because it goes back to look. You look like you don't give a fuck. It looks like you got nothing to lose.
No, it is. It is kind of funny, you know.
But like, so back to like people on the road. They usually like if you pull up to a red light, because I pull up to bikers all the time.
Yeah,
and they're like out in the open, so it's like more personal when you're next to one. And I'm like, I don't want to make eye contact because like. I don't want the guy to be like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. People love talking to you when you're at a red light.
Yeah.
They walk by, and even if it's something small, like, hey, nice bike, or something like that, they love talking. And it's funny, because I'm sitting there, I'm like, sometimes I laugh at it, but I'm like, you know, would you say this to someone in a car? No, but it is. It's a lot more, you're out in the open, you're a lot more personal. People that walk by, or people that roll up to you, need to at least say something to you. And I'm telling you, 80% of the people do. A lot of people, either, you know, they give you a nod. There's one guy I drive by every day. He's one of the, you know, holds like a liquidation sign. You know, like store's going out of business. Come by, 90% off everything.
Right, yeah.
And he always gives me a thumbs up. And I give him a nod. I'm like, all right, cool. Mm. You know, but it is funny because you don't see that with anything else.
It's different. Yeah. It's just.
And another funny thing is a lot of the non-riders don't realize bikers have like a special wave they do to them, each other when they drive by.
Yeah.
You just put your left hand out. Or, you know, you can do little symbols and stuff, but
yeah.
You wave at each other. And some guys that ride Harleys won't wave at the crotch rockets. Some crotch rockets won't wave at the Harleys. I don't give a shit if you're on a moped. I'll wave at you. You know, it's a good day.
What is your bike?
I have a Heritage. It's a Harley Davidson Heritage Softail. It's a cruiser. Okay. It's, you know.
Harley Davidson's not the only company that makes cruisers.
No, right? No. There's a ton. Even like Honda, who was huge with the crotch rockets, they make a bunch of cruisers. Is that like...
Harley's is that like just, blasphemy though? Having like a Honda Cruiser.
No, but it is funny. Like I started out in a Honda Cruiser. I started out in a little 600. It was $1,800.
Yep.
Perfect.
Starter bike.
My bike cost 14 grand. You know, my Harley. Harleys are so much money. And everyone you run into that rides like the Cruiser Honda, they have to explain to you why they don't have a Harley. It's kind of funny. Like I went up to Laconia last year for the day by myself. And I went up and I ran into some, I was on my little Shadow and I ran up to some guy who had a big 1800 Honda Cruiser and no, I didn't even mention Harley at all, you know, no. It's like, yeah, he's like, you know, I get a Harley, but I can't afford it. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like you don't have to explain yourself to me, dude.
They got that 5 minute like intro.
They always need to. Yeah. And it's funny, there's an old country song by David Allan Coe, and it's called Harley Someday, and it's about singing like how this guy like he has a little Honda and he rides out with all the Harleys, and he talks about one day how he's gonna get a Harley.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's how I got my bike, the dream was to get a Harley.
The American biking dream.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It is funny, you know, and it's kind of douchey when you think about it, because I mean, yeah, some bike like Harleys, I believe, do run, you know, more reliable and shit, but a lot of people. And the Harley, like, and looks at Harleys, and they think that they're the stereotypical, you know, if you don't have a Harley, you're not a rider type thing, which I've never once came across. Every guy, it's, you know, it's always, because half the old Harley guys started out on Hondas and, you know, Kawasaki's and stuff like that. But you find the younger kids that, you know, ride the sport bikes, your R6s and your CBRs and all that, they're like, oh, fuck Harley, you know, blah, blah, blah. So it's actually opposite of what people think, which I find funny. To me, I don't care, dude. It's two wheels and a motor.
Yeah.
If it's that nice of a day, I'll wave at a bicycle. You know, give a half wave. Ring. You know, yeah, exactly.
Ring ring. You ever try to put one of those on?
No. Ring ring.
What kind of accessories do you put on a bike?
You can have a ton of accessories. It's believe it or not, you can like customize it crazy.
Yeah.
My bike's all stock because I'm lazy, but you can put like crazy lights on there. Cause like they don't have most of them, unless they're like the big baggers, they're called, they don't have radios. So like you could get a radio for mine. You could get, what else is there?
You must have to blare that shit to hear it though.
Yeah. Well, there's a thing. Yeah, you do. And, the ones they come with it's like connected to the throttle. So whenever you hit the throttle, the radio automatically goes up. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it is cool. Those bigger bikes, the huge ones, they have the front, it's called the front fairing and, they look like they look like spaceships, so I'm not really cool. I mean, they're cool. They're great rides, and everyone rides them, but right now I like to stick to the classic look.
I mean, bikes, like, I wish I rode a bike.
Yeah.
But they're just like, so I'm like, eventually, I'm just going to need a car anyways.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, I always go back to that. But it takes barely any gas to get around on a bike.
Yeah, I get about 50 miles to the gallon on mine.
You got a bigger bike, right?
Yeah, I have a 5. Yeah, and my old Honda Shadow, I got like 60 miles to the gallon.
It's like,
it had a 2 gallon tank, so I would need to stop every 110 and throw like $6 in there, you know. But it was
but you could ride all day on 110 miles.
Exactly. You know, so it was cool. Like my bike, I can get 200 miles to the tank. I put Ultra in it, 93. It cost $18 to fill it.
Do you have to put Ultra in it?
You don't have to, but I figure it's an extra like $2. Some bikes you need at least like 91 or whatever. It depends on the bike, but. I do it just because, I don't know, they tell me it's better gas.
You know those bikes where your hands are way up?
Yeah, the ape hangers. Yeah.
That's what they're called, ape hangers?
Yeah, that's,
What? Are those uncomfortable?
Yeah, I'd imagine so. I've never ridden one, but I hear everyone says, they're cool looking. I mean, you see it and it looks awesome, but yeah, no, those things, your arms go numb, all the blood, you know. Half the time you see them riding with one hand up and one hand in the throttle.
Like, I'm miserable.
Yeah, exactly. Those are cool. I would say, you know, if you're looking just to, like, zip around town and, like, kind of bar hop with it and show off.
It's like a novelty.
Exactly. It's exactly like, what it is.
You don't want it for a daily rider.
Yeah, exactly. Like, me, that would be absolutely terrible because, you know, I'm a commuter. I'd ride my bike, rain or shine, all that shit, you know? So I don't think it's practical at all, but it's cool looking.
You always see them, though.
Like, you do. Everyone has them. It's funny. It's just a nostalgia.
That guy from... what's the show? American Chopper, I think. Mm-hmm. the son and father.
Yeah. That's a
that Orange fake County ass Shoppers. Show where it's like they had like that fake fight.
Yeah,
like,
oh, it's crazy. I never watched that shit. I watch it because I like the bike. Even though before I rode and shit, I was like, oh, this is odd. And then
I mean, the biking stuff's probably real. Like they
they build the bikes, but then there's stupid drama behind it. I'm like, I don't even want to watch this.
Like every episode was a son getting a fight with the dad.
Yeah,
and I was like, give me a break here.
Yeah. No, it was just stupid. Talk about bikes. All those reality shows, I don't really pay much mind to. I never get into the Jersey Shores.
Best reality show ever, Osbournes.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was like the original. Going to follow a family around.
Yeah. That was funny. I remember watching that.
You're a big Aussie fan.
I'm a huge Aussie fan. Yeah. So yeah, I remember when that came. That was another thing. Like, kind of reminds me of the Sons of Anarchy thing. Because at the time, I didn't watch them when they first aired. I watched the reruns. But every day in school, I remember I was in like sixth grade. People come, oh man, the Osbournes last night. I'm like, yeah, I know. I didn't watch it. you must love the Osbournes. I'm like, I didn't watch it. I caught up on it all after. But
it was badass.
It was funny. You know, a lot of that I feel was scripted too, but it was still funny.
Yeah, but at least.
Well, the thing with it too,
Ozzy would be like, I'm not fucking doing that if they said for him to do something.
Exactly. Yeah. And the cool thing, I mean, the funny thing about it too is everyone's like, oh, he's so crazy. I'm like, yeah, you know, Ozzy's a weird dude, but if you think about it, they film for a week and they take 30 minutes of it.
Exactly.
They could do that with anybody, you know?
You can make me look insane.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. If you take 30 minutes out of each week, So, no, but it was a funny show. That was like, and then that's as far as, like, reality as I went. I never did any of that other
stuff. I think I used to watch Survivor.
Survivor, I watched the first season of Survivor.
They started getting stupid.
Yeah, and then, I watched the first season. That was cool. But like, I'll watch, like, the survival shows, like the Les Stroud one, Survivor Man, stuff like
that. Les Stroud's awesome.
I love him. Yeah. He's great.
He's better than Bear Grylls.
I agree, because I feel like if I was out in the wild with Bear Grylls, I'd die in a heartbeat. Bear Grylls would be like, let's jump off this 90-foot cliff.
Plus, Bear Grylls has been caught, like, scamming people.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Les Stroud, he's like real about it. He's like, you know, he's like, I'm bored. I'm gonna eat this, you know, piece of rat shit.
You know? And he doesn't bring a camera crew with him.
Yeah, exactly.
And Bear Grylls
does. That's the part you got to think that sucks, because he's out there, and then he's, you know, he's doing all this shit while filming himself. So like, he'll like climb down a cliff. He'll have to set up a camera, like film himself climbing down, and then jump up and grab.
Yeah,
you know,
you don't think about that sometimes.
You're
like, he's walking down this. It shows him walking like 100 yards.
Yeah.
He has to come back, get that camera,
and then go back again. And I always laugh, too, because sometimes where he'll do that, and he'll like look back at the camera and be like, I'll send the crew to get that later. Yeah. He's like, not doing that.
I'm seriously in danger this
time. Yeah. I always love, you know, the thing, and like I said, that's what I like most about him, too, is he doesn't bullshit. Because he says how he has, like, a satellite phone just in case of a bird, you know.
You can't blame him for that.
No, I can't blame him at all, dude. He's out in the Borneo for fucking 7 days. Oh, God.
I mean, you'll never see him use it.
Yeah, exactly. No, he never has, because he usually, you know, he'll get out.
That's if, like, he gets fucking...
Yeah, that's if he gets mauled by a bear or breaks his ankle. Did you ever watch the Dual Survivalist show?
The hippie and the military
guy. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah,
that hippie guy has been barefoot for like 25 years.
I didn't know people were about that life.
Yeah, like, I guess.
Man, it's like the fourth time I said about that life.
About that life. That's at the. That's the new podcast name.
Yeah,
about that life.
Are you about that life?
But yeah, no, it is. It's entertaining to see. But yeah, he was crazy. I was like, can you imagine, like, he just walks everywhere barefoot?
The guy always got pissed, too. The other guy was
wear shoes.
You're going to get infections and fungus.
Yeah. Like, how does this guy go to, like, you know, I imagine he, like, sends people in to, like, you know, Rite Aid to grab him food, you know, grab him, because how he, you know, no shoes, no shirt, service.
His feet are probably rocks.
Oh, yeah, they're
you
crazy.
You could probably stab it with a knife.
Yeah, they're calluses. It's gross. Yeah.
You could hold a lighter under his foot and he wouldn't notice.
Yeah. Like,
that kind of shit.
That's crazy to me. I don't know. That takes some dedication. I feel like after a week, I'd be like, I'm wearing shoes.
Yeah. They should have, like... You think you should have a reality show?
Me?
Could you handle it?
I don't know if I could handle it. I think, like, people would be entertained, because I do a lot,
think
like,
so.
But I don't know if I could handle it, because I don't know. I'd hate cameras up my ass all the time.
Yeah, it wouldn't be up your ass. Joe's colon.
Joe's colon. It would just be up my ass all the time. It's like, oh, fart coming. Oh, that's gross. Like, smell-o-vision coming soon. No, I think, honestly, I think during the summer at least, during the winter, I'm just a drunk at the bar all the time. But
I'd being drunk at the bar, that's entertaining.
Yeah, well, that yeah, that is cool. Because that's the thing I love is I fucking could go somewhere by myself and I'll, you know, usually talk to someone. Like I said, people love talking to me and they'll come over and, you know, mention the bike. Or I'm like, I won't even have my bike. I'm like, how'd you know?
You must have no problem at Laconia. It must be everybody just talks to each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, yeah. It was actually funny because I went up with one of my friends and we parked in a parking lot and I could see that in the, next to the parking lot was a house, and in the back of the house there was a picnic table and two guys sitting at the picnic table. Now, that was private property, so you could go over there and drink. Yeah. Where we were was public. So I was, I had a six-pack, so I was like, me and my friend were like, let's go see if we can fucking drink with them. I yeah. walked over, I was like, hey, guys. I'm like, mind if we have a beer or two with you? They're like, no, not at all. Sit down. Two nice guys. They were 50-something years old from Connecticut, you know, twins. And we were all shooting the shit, making fun. You know, it was awesome. We got along great, you know, instantly. That's what's cool. You go up there, and, like, we met some other guy sitting in traffic. He was from somewhere, I don't know, and he was saying how he hasn't drank in 10 years, and he's like, I think I'm going to get a beer with you guys. I was like, oh, God. I was
you
like,
did it.
Yeah,
you got him back on the wagon.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I fucking pushed him off the wagon. So then we go in, and we had a beer, and we were walking to the next place, and we somehow got separated to it with him. I'm like, I looked at my friend, I'm like, watch, that one beer, like, set him off, and I was going to go home, like, do a bunch of coke and beat his wife. See it on the news tonight.
Two months later, heroin overdose.
Yeah, yeah, you know. Well, he was saying, he was telling that. He's like, yeah, he's like, I used to just get drunk and do a bunch of coke. It's like, so I stopped drinking. It's like, then I stopped doing coke. I was like, oh, all right, yeah. Priorities.
Soon I after, I stopped doing the coke.
Yeah, yo, exactly.
Lost the edge when I wasn't drunk.
I was just like, wow, huh? All right. And I used to say, he's like, yeah, it's been 10. He's like, I think I'm going to get a beer. I was like, are you sure? Yeah, I'm like, yeah, all right, all right, you know.
Who knows? If you were that really bad, though, you probably shouldn't have that beer.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, like I said, we ended up getting separated, and the guy was real weird. I was with the girl I was with. He was just creeping on her. You know, I'm like, dude, you're old enough to be a grandfather. Leave her alone. She doesn't want to bang.
Bring girls to Laconia?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And wait, so you the thing about the private property thing, though, it's like, so you can't drink in public. You can't carry open.
Yeah.
And then you go... But what, there was just two guys chilling in their yard?
Yeah, and they rented a house for the week, and they were just chilling in the backyard.
I didn't even think of that. People probably rent the house for the week to do Laconia.
Oh, they do, yeah. Oh, yeah. All the they rent it so far, and if like these guys have rented this one house for like 20 years. Yeah. They like worked with the guy's grandfather that owned the house or something. So they've been renting it since the early 80s, he was saying, you know. So I'm like, cool, I want to be friends with these guys. So when I go up next year, they have a prime location. I'm like, even if they'll, you know, let me set a tent up out back for the night, you know, that'd be awesome. I put that on Craigslist because I didn't book any rooms or anything. You know, I waited way too late, and I put on Craigslist in New Hampshire. I was like, you know, looking for a backyard to pitch a tent in. If any, you know, I'll pay you $20 for the night or whatever.
In New Hampshire?
Yeah, just in the Laconia area. Yeah. And I had a few people answer me, and one of them was like this old widow, and I'm like, I don't want to try to like bang me in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And one of them was like Farmer Dan in overalls. He wasn't. I don't know if he had overalls, but I imagine he did. He's like, yeah, he's
I
like,
would
you know,
guarantee he had overalls.
Yeah, exactly.
He at least owned one pair of overalls.
And he was like, you know, yeah, you could, and he said it with this weird hick accent, you know, typing it wise, at least, in my head. And he was like, yo, I Farmer Dan, he's like, you know, you could sleep in back and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I'll even let you use the bathroom in the house. And I was like, yeah, I'm definitely going to get raped, so I'm not going to go there. Not going to happen.
You can share my bed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. You can sleep in my overalls. No, no thanks.
I even got a next pair of overalls for you.
You go there, like, my luck, like I said, now that I skipped out on it, it was probably Farmer Dan and his two hot, like, farmer daughters.
Yeah,
he's that
like, have my daughter
over.
For the night.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, here you go. Have my daughter for the night. Because, you know, he's from
like,
the South.
She wears overalls,
yeah,
though.
Yeah. Comes out in her Daisy Dukes and just like, damn it. And then he's like, ah, let's go family style. No. And overalls.
She's
like,
my wife, daughter, son.
My wife, daughter, son.
Yeah, they all. For some reason, people in New Hampshire, I give them like a southern accent.
Oh yeah, me too. Me too.
Because that is the south of the north.
That is definitely the south.
Especially
of the north.
You go up to like Laconia area.
Oh
like,
god, yeah, the north, like northern New Hampshire.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there talking to them. They're like, "You must be from Boston." I'm like, "Why? I live like an hour away from you. Why are you?
Why do you all listen to country and love NASCAR?
It's crazy.
You're not in the South.
It's crazy. No, they are. And I'm like, you know,
they're good people, though.
They are. No, they're really nice. Yeah. Like when I was up in the Kankamangus, I stopped and was talking to, you know, these old guys, and because my life dream is to see a moose. Like most people want to go to college and like be rich and have families. I just want to see a moose, like a bull moose. Not like I don't want
to
see like a little
just see a moose.
Cow. I just want to see a bull moose, like with the horns and everything.
Let's
and I've never seen one.
Do they have like moose tours?
They do, yeah. I was going to go on it, but it was booked. So I'm like, you know, how late in the season you guys do it? Like, oh, we do it right up to Columbus Day weekend. I was like, all right, I'll be up here. All right, I want to see one on my own.
You just want to see a moose knuckle?
I would love to see a moose knuckle. That's I don't even care about seeing the moose. I just want to see the moose knuckle. I go to the gym and I see it. I'm just kidding. I don't go to the gym.
Yeah, you go and look at the moose.
Yeah, I go on the moose tours. Yeah,
You put the treadmill on one, and then you just get moose knuckle.
I do the moose knuckle tours at the gym. It's $20.
The gym trainer's like, and you'll see some great moose knuckles yeah, over here on the
if
left.
If you look to your left, you can see the moose knuckles harvesting there.
It is moose knuckle season.
Don't go out at dusk, because if you hit a moose knuckle with your car, you're going to fuck your car up.
Saco River.
Saco.
We got to get into that.
God. Do we have to? Oh, no. Saco.
I'll say it again. You're about the Saco River life.
I am about the Saco River life. If I could do that, like, all summer long, I would be happy. It's just, have you ever been up there?
No.
It's a party and a half.
This is how it's explained to me. You park, a bus takes you up the river.
Yeah.
You jump in the river and you just ride it down to where you park. And along the way, you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, pretty much. There's two ways you can do it. You can do the canoeing, which I did for the first time this year, or you could drive up to Fiddlehead, which is like the big party beach. You could park there and just let your inhibitions go for the weekend. I love canoeing it. Canoeing it was awesome, but it wasn't like the Saco experience that I was used to, you know? I like to drive up, because you drive up, I automatically, like in the parking lot, I'm taking my clothes off. I'm in shorts, no shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Cracking a beer, and I'm just ready to go, ready to see some titties, ready to just make a fool of myself. And then I go, and we set up tent and everything, and I'm chugging beers, and everyone's like, Joe, wait to drink till after we get the tents up. I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah.
You're like, do you know me?
Yeah, exactly. Do you know me at all? Yeah, exactly.
Who are you?
And so we do that, and then you go out, and there's maybe, I think, 1,500 people on the beach, maybe 1,000, and you go, and you meet every single one of them. And like I go around, because I don't care. I'll walk in. 99% of the people liked it. I remember the first year I went, I was so drunk. The whole weekend, I didn't sleep. I didn't do drugs or anything. I just drank.
Yeah.
And I was so drunk. And I went to this party, and I don't, you know, at this campsite, and there was a bunch of people there. And I don't even know what I did, but they all started chanting, Joe's gotta go. Joe's gotta go. And I was like, okay, guys, I'm leaving. Like, you know, fuck you.
They were saying Joe has to leave?
Yeah. For some reason, they didn't like me, which I can't blame. I was fucking 250-pound bald bearded dude showing up out of nowhere half naked.
So these are people you don't know?
I didn't know them, yeah.
Oh.
I just ran up and happened to like stumble upon their party. And the Jeez, worst part too.
That's mean.
It wasn't that hurt my mean. Feelings.
You were a nice guy.
Thank you.
He was very
Thank
friendly.
You. I try. You know, that's what I was just trying to have
Even
fun.
Even hammered, you were not mean.
Yeah, you know, I try. It was funny. This year I made my smart decision of going up. We stopped at the New Hampshire liquor store. So I was going to buy a little bottle of Jack Daniels. It was like $22.
Yeah.
I saw a big bottle of Jim Beam. I was like, all right, I'll get that. I'll share. I'll be nice. I didn't really share much. I just chugged the whole thing. We went across the Fiddlehead, and that's like the big party beach, and I was just I chugged it. And my last memory I have of the night was this kid who like took like a 10-second, you know, a 10-second swig of it, and he was like, yeah, I'm the man. I was like, yeah. And I just...
You tried to outdo him.
Yeah, I didn't try. I succeeded. And that was my last memory. And then, like, the next day I was going by, and I have a funny story about how I got home, but I'll explain that next. So next day we're on the canoe, and this guy's like, Joe, what's up? I'm like, oh, hey. He's like, you don't remember me, do you? I'm like, not at all. He was like, yeah. He's like, you know, you were out with us for a while. I was like, you were fucking hammered. I was like, yeah, I was. He was like, yeah, you know, do you remember almost getting in a fight last night? I'm like, no, but you know what? I'm like, now that you mention it, I feel like I do. I'm like, what happened? He goes, you know, you were yelling, dump him out or something. Like, not even at anyone, just kind of yelling it. And this guy, like, thought you were disrespecting his female friend. It wasn't even his girlfriend. It was just his friend. And he, like, got in your face, and he was, like, laughing in your... Like, he was trying to fight you being all tough. And he's like, you were just laughing at him, being like, dude, I'm fucking him. If you want to beat the shit out of me, go ahead. Like, what's that, you know? Yeah. Go ahead. I don't care. Yeah. He's like, I've never seen anyone just, like, you were, like, laughing at him. He's like, most guys I've seen that drunk, especially after, like, drinking whiskey, like, would want to beat the shit out of the guy. He's like, no. Yeah. He's like, you kind of laughing at him, saying, go ahead, hit me. I don't care. Like, you're going to kick the shit out of me. I'm too drunk.
Whiskey drunk, not a good drunk.
You know, so I was just, whatever. So on my way back, we stayed across the river. And it was maybe 20 feet upstream we stayed. And I was walking so fucking drunk. It's probably 3, 4 in the morning. I have no clue. And I walked directly across. Well, I wanted to try to swim diagonally up. Thank God I was a scumbag and stole someone's inner tube. Because I decided to go skinny dipping across the river. And I took my pants off. And I'm just swimming naked with this inner tube. And I hit this like 8 foot deep spot. And if I didn't have this inner tube, I would have drowned naked. I definitely would have. And I remember being on there and like I kept hitting this fucking 8 foot deep spot and it would push me back like 20 feet. So then I'd swim up and I'd like try to walk across and I'd be doing good and then I'd fucking hit this spot again and it pushed me back. And so then I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna swim upstream. So like I tied the inner tube around my wrist and just dropped under and tried to swim and I was just too drunk. I couldn't coordinate it. I was just drowning, like I'm drowning and shit. So then I finally got it and I just walked to the banks and I was like, I should probably put my pants on. By the time I got home, it was like sunny out. It was like, you know, morning. So
this is an entire failed attempt to cross the river?
Entirely failed. It took me like 2 hours to go 20 feet upstream.
Imagine like someone just sitting there just drinking a beer.
Oh my God, I'm sure they were.
Just watching this fat guy.
Fat naked guy.
Yeah, fat naked guy just like crossing the river.
No, that, and I, you know what? I almost guarantee there was. And if there wasn't, that's what that reality show should be coming, you know? They should just have been sitting there in boats.
That's like 10 minutes of the episode, just you trying
just
to
me.
Get...
Oh, God, it was hilarious. Like, looking, and I remember I show up at the campsite, and there's like maybe three people that I didn't even know any of them that, you know, that I went with. I knew Irish, and that was it. All his friends I didn't know. I didn't, you know, never met your sister before then. And so I just, like, I'm like, they're like, where the fuck have you been? I'm like, I'm going to bed. And I like go in the tent, and there's some dude in my tent in my sleeping bag. I'm like, what? I'm like, what the fuck? He's like, oh, I thought it was mine. He's like, well, I'll get off. I'm like, I don't even care. And I just fucking laid back. I was like, I woke up. I was like, what the hell? Like, what happened?
The guy's laying next to you, you're cuddling.
Yeah, you know, I think we did cuddle. I don't know. We might have. I was drunk. He was in my sleeping bag and everything. I'm like sitting there.
Anything goes in Saco.
You know, what happens in Saco stays in Saco. Oh, it's great, though. I love it up there. I still have people, like, I'll be, like, shopping in Walmart, and they'll come up and be like, Joe, what's up? Saco Joe, what's up? I'm like,
Saco Joe.
I'm like, hey, man.
It's Saco Joe.
Yeah, Saco Joe. Hey, I'll take that nickname.
People
that's
like,
cool.
I can't wait to go to Saco this year and see Saco Joe.
Well, it was really funny, because I do a thing, as I was explaining to you earlier, where I wear a bunch of beads on my neck, and I don't even ask the girls. They come up to me and say, oh, let me get a bead. And I'm like, oh, you got to show me your boobs. So I was doing it, and I was just being a pervert creep for a while. So then I was like, you know what, I'm going to give back. Every set of boobs I see, I'm going to donate $1 to breast cancer. My way to give back, you know. And it's worked out great. Yeah. First year was like $37. Last year was only $9, but it's every first set I see. And so this year I was going, and I went up to this campsite, and I was just talking to him. And this girl's like, I want your beads. And I was like, oh. She's like, oh, my God, I remember you from last year. She's like, I showed you your beads last year. And then she's like, then you did a body shot off me. I was like, oh. Hey, now I remember you.
Let's do it again.
Yeah, so we did it again. It was great. She was the first one of the night too. No one else. Like, it was a really slow
good
night.
Start.
Because, you know, usually, like when I'm at Saco, you know, like I said, I've never canoed it before. So usually I'm there from noon to whenever, building up to it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then it just the tops fly off. I don't give anything for one boob. I need a set. If you only have one boob, then that's fine. I'll go give $1 for that.
Your handicap's not your fault.
Yeah, exactly. If you have three boobs, I want to see three boobs. I want to see all the boobs you have.
What if you have four?
If you have four, I want to see
them.
Does
that count as two sets?
Yeah, you know what? I'd count it as two sets.
You got to donate $2.
I would definitely donate $2 to see four boobs. If any four boob girls out there are... I need four nipples, too, not just like weird random fat sacks. I need the fat sack and the nipple.
You're so...
I'm picky. You know, I am. I am very particular. But, so this year, you know, I saw nine sets. It's over $100 raised now since I started doing it a year ago. So it's in my normal life, too. Like,
you're raising awareness, too.
Yeah, you know, it's trying to help out. It's trying to be a creep of, like, having, like, a charity to it, you know? Bikers are huge with charities.
Well, it's like, oh, you're a creep. You're like, breast cancer.
Breast cancer.
I'm donating
to it. Yeah, donating.
Aww.
Everyone's, that's exactly what. Oh, okay, if it's for that. I'm like, oh, all right. This works.
As long as you really do it.
I really do, I'm not a scumbag like that. I haven't made this year's check, but I'm gonna do it, I don't know, soon. Eventually. It'll get done.
$9 anyways.
Well, yeah, exactly. I'll double it. I'll do 20. Double it
plus
two.
That's more than double.
I know.
My
plus two.
God, this man is man is a philanthropist.
I don't know. It's just, you know, it's fun. I'm all about the Saco life.
Yeah, anyone who's...
If you haven't gone, I highly recommend going.
I haven't gone.
I highly recommend going.
I'm more of a cape guy.
Yeah, the cape's nice, too. I like the cape. This year, though, I mean, it was kind of tricky with canoeing because you put your whole weekend into the canoe. So if you, like, flip it or anything, you're fucked.
Yeah.
But it was cool. Like, when we set up the canoe, I was with Irish and his, and we, like, I put the beer cooler right behind me. I put, like, a fold-up seat, like, between the seat and the beer cooler. So I had, like, a backrest. Mm-hmm. And the current was pretty much strong enough where I put my feet up and just kind of it would take us down. And then I was a complete dickhead, and I just, like, there was, like, five canoes, so I, like, made sure we got in the middle so I didn't have to row, you know?
You tie it together and everything?
Yeah, we tied it together and everything. So we separated canoes for a little bit, and then we all met up, and they were like, oh, my God, Joe. Like, I didn't realize they knew my affinity for mooses, and or meeses or whatever, moose, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Moose, I think.
Moose, I think it is moose. Yeah. I like saying mooses. Fuck you, grammar. So, not grandma, grammar. So
grandma, you're all right.
So they came around the corner and they were like, Joe, you just missed it. There was like a sorority from UNH and they, you know, nine of them flashed us their tits. I was like, no way. And then they were like, yeah. And then like, you know, a moose went off in the distance. And I believed it. They're like, a moose went off in the distance. I'm like flipping out, like throwing like a little 2-year-old hissy fit. Like, fuck.
That would have been the best day.
I was like, yeah, exactly. I'm like, you motherfuckers. I'm like, I'm mad at you. I'm like, I'm not even talking to you. And then finally, like 10 minutes later, one of the kids like, nah, that's not true. I'm like, oh, you. I'm like, I'm not even mad for you guys lying to me. That's not true. And they were like, why didn't you keep it going? I'm like, he's like, I couldn't do that to the poor kid.
Yeah.
I was so excited about it.
You would have been like, I'm done. I'm going home.
Yeah, exactly. Like, literally, if we weren't in a canoe, I would have went home. People do that to me all the time. Like, my friends, they went up. We were all up in North Conway, and they went out skiing for the day, and I stayed back at the resort and just drank. And they came back, and they showed me a picture of two moose on the side of the road on their phone. I'm like flipping out again. Kind of find out they took a really good picture of another picture, you know? I was like, you guys suck. You guys aren't funny.
It's like a postcard.
Yeah, exactly. It's
like, welcome to New Hampshire.
And I always talk to all the people in New Hampshire now. I'm like, moose don't exist up here. I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's like a fucking unicorn. Because you look, everything that has New Hampshire on has a moose, so it's just a selling point, I'm convinced. I think I've seen one. I think it was a big deer. Asshole.
It's a big deer, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, big deer, but with a twig on its head. But, yeah, no, I think, I don't know, I would love to see it. Teddy Roosevelt rode one. And I think he should be president for the rest of his life for doing that. Like, we should just...
Well, he's dead, so.
I know. Even though what? Put his corpse in office. Just because it rode a moose. Until it disintegrates to nothing.
It's just, like, a picture of him riding a moose as our president
forever. It's like, it's in the water, and he's, like, going across water, and he's just riding
those things
moose.
Are dangerous, too.
They are. They're vicious, I guess.
Bear Grylls was horrified of moose.
Yeah. My buddy's dad, he has a picture. He was, like, hiking up in New Hampshire, and there was a moose, let's say, like, 30 feet away. So he tried to, like, take a cool, like, picture of him and the moose. The moose ended up being, like, 4 feet away from him because it walked towards him. And I was like, it came out as the best picture, but I'm like, you probably should have died that day, you know?
If there was a moose charging at me, I'd climb a tree.
Yeah.
That's your best shot.
Yeah. And I can't climb a tree, so I'd be fine. I'd just kind of hide behind the tree and hope it, like, hits it and, like, collapses, you know? My luck would break through the tree. I don't know. I think
just ride it.
I think I'd be satisfied with death by moose. So
just ride it.
Yeah. Just oh my god. If I could ride a moose, forget about it.
Sell your bike, get a moose.
Yeah. I think that'd be. You know, I'd do that. I wouldn't sell my bike for anything but a fucking moose. That's awesome.
I saw on Facebook you were like, "Oh, I sold the Joe Ped."
Yes.
And I thought you were calling your bike the Joe Ped. I was like, no,
the Jotacycle, and then the Joe Ped was my little Vespa thing.
Yeah,
because you only needed a permit to drive that, so I went to work with it. And the thing was brand new, but I let it sit there. So after I got the motorcycle, I'm like, I can't give a shit about that. This dude's like, I'll give you $200 for it. I was like, yep, sold. So it was nice. Sad to see you go, because that was like my first vehicle, I guess you want to call it.
Yeah, it got you into the biking
life. Yeah, exactly. So I guess I was sad, but...
That's legit.
I was like, fuck it, it's a moped. It's like, you know, that's the thing they say, like, mopeds are like fat girls have fun to ride till your friends found out. See, I'm a dude, I love embarrassment, so I'm the type that'll bang a fat girl and then call up all his buddies and be like, dude, I just banged this gross fat girl. Look
and then
at
you
this.
Go over in a moped and be like, hey.
Yeah, you know, I'm riding it, she's on back, we're doing an automatic wheelie because she's just wicked fat. No, but no, I love embarrassing myself. It's insane. Like, if I do something stupid.
Oh, well, dude, you're just one of those people who just doesn't care.
I don't, yeah, exactly. I don't give a shit.
I always envied that about you. You're always like, I don't care what other people think.
I never have. I don't. Like I said, most people I come across like that. Some people don't. I'm not. You know, most people I come across seem to like me. Well, at least pretend to my face.
People who don't like that shit is because they wish they could do that, and they're way too uptight about.
They are. People are so fucking uptight sometimes. It's crazy. Like, there was one time I was at my brother's, it was like my brother's 21st birthday party, I was like 19, and there was this one girl who fucking hated me, hated me. She was the only girl at the party, so I fucking pissed all over the seat just to piss her off. I went in, she was the only girl there, so I just went in, I just fucking pissed all over the seat. I'm like, you want to talk shit to me, bitch, huh? So she went in, she was freaking out, she sat down in my piss. I was like, you might have won the battle, but I won the war.
The secret piss on the seat.
Oh, it was awesome.
Well, she probably wiped it off.
But no, she didn't look, she just sat in it.
Oh.
And she did, she sat in my piss. I was like, yes. Fuck you.
That's fucking gross.
Oh, it's disgusting. That's disgusting. It was so gross. I was like, this is awesome.
On both your ends, that's
yeah,
gross.
Yeah, you know, if she wasn't a bitch, I wouldn't have did it. I would have peed around the seat, not on the seat, you know?
Never in.
No, not in.
That's not an option.
Like I am an animal.
Oh. Pee in water, that's perfectly good drinking water.
But yeah, I feel like I want to write a book out of some of this shit, which I'm sure everyone could do, but out of like certain stories they've experienced and shit like that, because I just don't, like I said, I don't give a fuck. So I have a book that I think I'm going to write. It's going to be called The Sexual Misadventures.
Cumbeard
Captain. Of Captain Cumbeard. And I'm probably not going to write a book. I can't even read. Oh, yeah, no, but it's just, you know, fun.
Yeah, but writing a book, you get someone else to write it, you just tell them.
Yeah, I'll just tell them, yeah. Any of you
creative
writers out
there. He'll just
listen
to this podcast and just write a book.
Yeah, just write a book. Just written word.
Well, that's a good note to end this on. Pretty good length on that.
Yeah, well, you know.
You know what I mean.
You'd have something that has a good length, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, ladies, I'm single, by the way.
You want people to get at you on social media?
Yes, facebook.com/Reverend Joe Boston. Give it a like. I have like 150 fans.
Do you make up Reverend Joe Boston?
I did, yeah. Well, the funny, I always wanted a nickname. We'll end it on this. I always wanted a nickname, so I got ordained online and became a reverend. Then I tattooed it across my stomach because I'm a moron.
Wait, you got ordained?
Oh, yeah, I'm ordained. I'm a reverend and everything. See,
so you could marry me?
I can marry people, yes. I haven't yet. Every couple I'm supposed to marry breaks up, so I don't know what that's saying.
Do not hire this man.
Yeah, it's either I'm bad or marriage is bad. I'm going with the second one. But so then throughout school, they always called me Joseph Boston Hessian. Don't know why. Like, every single like thing, I don't know if I like filled out a paper when I was like in first grade and put middle name Boston instead of birthplace. I don't know what happened. But like up until literally senior year, I had to say to them, like, because I said something, they never listened. Like, I didn't want my diploma to say Joseph Boston Hessian. So like I made sure they changed it to Michael. And so like my buddies all called me Joe Boston as a joke. So that's when I just became Joe Boston and then Reverend Joe Boston. I like it.
Damn, you would become a reverend. You just would be like, fuck it, I'm just going to become a reverend.
Fuck it, yeah, I was bored. Like, why, how'd you do it? I'm like, I was bored. I entered my email online, you know, simple. But
how much does it cost?
Free.
It's free?
Yeah, Universal Life Church, I think, .com/ordained.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's funny. So we got Reverend Joe Hessian, Reverend Joe Boston here. Get at him on Facebook.
Yes.
He's always looking for friends to fill his life.
Yes,
fake friends.
Yes, fake friends. That's what I live off of.
I need fake friends. Just to feel better about myself.
I need
1,000 Facebook
just
friends.
Just a million. You know what? I want more than Justin Bieber. Which probably won't happen. But
oh, you could get more than Justin Bieber. Come on. You deserve it.
I don't want more than Ellen DeGeneres because she's a hero of mine.
Oh, she deserves it.
All right. Reverend Joe Boston signing out.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks.